FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up.
Our resident stable genius who will not be sitting down and shutting up, Mark Cox. Mark Cox Morning Show, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1. Thanks for coming on the show today. Appreciate having you on.
Oh, you bet. What a great phone call you just took, though. I mean, you know, I shared your page on the Taxpayer Revolt.
Yes.
Meeting that's coming up, and I hundreds of people responded to that, Annie. I think you're onto something.
That's great. Well, I mean, you can consolidate the frustration pretty easily, and it crosses party lines. There's a lot of Democrats who don't like the obnoxious taxes in the state of Illinois. I think that's really where the focus needs to be. You had the governor on your show this morning. Governor Parson was in studio with you. If folks missed that, they need to check out the Mark Cox Morning Show at 971talk.com/Cox to hear it. Talking about that gas tax that they're looking at implementing. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I'm a no vote on that, but because I've always followed a pretty simple rule. We need to stop spending, stop spending, stop spending. I hate to sound like a broken record. I don't think that, and I told the governor this morning, I don't get the impression Missouri has a revenue problem. We have a spending problem, right? Now, we constitutionally have a balanced budget every year in Missouri, unlike Illinois, and that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're poor-mouthing over MoDOT, but the legislature goes down there every year and decides how much money to allocate to highways and transportation and all of that stuff. I'm not quite sure why. If this is a priority, we don't prioritize it better instead of going back to the well. This would be, I'm told, historically, the largest tax increase in Missouri history.
Wow.
And I don't think it's necessary. You know, the governor does. He claims it's the first tax increase he's ever supported, and that the state's roads are in desperate enough shape that we need to spend this money. He even brought me a breakdown of how much money would come back to St. Louis County and St. Louis City, and it's in the millions of dollars, obviously. But I really think they would look for other options. I wish they'd look for other options before going back to taxpayers.
Yeah, you know, I think we get to the point where you were talking about this morning, and I was listening to it as I came in, about being able to find the money in the budget as it is right now, what we consider government necessity and what we consider, you know, if the roads are that bad, that's one of the things, infrastructure. What are you doing, Mark? Are you vacuuming? Does the wife have you vacuuming right now?
No, I'm standing on my front porch and a garbage truck just drove by.
Well, you just wave high. Make sure they're listening to 97.1. That's fine.
Did you jump in it and start driving it?
I just think it's we've gotten away, and I talk about this on the national level as well, that, you know, we've cut taxes here, but now what we've got is a massive amount of spending on the books, and we need to, as conservatives, be as quick to cut spending as we are quick to cut taxes.
No, I'm with you on that. You know, I saw an article this morning from the Illinois Policy Institute saying that if J.B. Pritzker enacted everything he wanted, he's promising, you know, a chicken in every pot, they would have to double the current income tax rate in the state of Illinois to pay for it. Now, I walk around and I see stupid people everywhere I go. I don't understand why we're the only ones raising the alarm about this. And that gets back to the fact that I tell everybody that I talk to who doesn't live here how lucky we are to live in the state of Missouri, because we've had a majority of people in the legislature who understand that conservative approach to fiscal policy. And I don't think that we abandon that just because we see an easy way. And, you know, the excuse is, well, we haven't raised the gas tax in 17 years. Well, that's a reason to raise it. We should celebrate that. We should print it on shirts and wear the shirts around saying, we haven't raised the gas tax in 17 years. We should be proud about that instead of using it as an excuse to raise taxes. I just don't think that's the best answer.
I just wonder how long as the state of Missouri, certainly maybe a little bit more of a timely question, the state of Illinois, or nationally speaking, I just read a story that we have the highest deficit we've ever had nationally. How long do we keep doing this? How long do we keep spending at a rate where, you know what, you just need it? I can think of a lot of things in my life over the course of time that I thought I needed, and then my checking account told me otherwise, and I just rearranged my priorities until the checking account agreed with what I thought that I needed. You know, there are things that you do, there are things you don't do, and then there are the things in the middle that sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But it feels to me like every time you take that next step up, every time you level up in what type of tax you want to implement, the amount you want to implement, and you cite some 17-year time period since the last time you did it, you know, are we cutting at the same time, at the same rate in different places to accommodate for this? Because
no.
It's not sustainable.
Never. I mean, it's really sad. The only thing that they seem to relate to in Washington is re-election. Not fiscal sanity, because you're right. Record revenues for the federal government in 2018, and we added trillions to the debt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pathetic, and it's not just a one party's fault. You know, the Republicans passed that omnibus bill. They gave the Democrats whatever they wanted just to get money for the military. We can't keep operating like that. Somebody's got to be the adult in the room. Somebody's got to be the adult in the state of Illinois.
Yeah,
some of us have to be the adults in the state of Missouri and stand up and say, no, we're bringing plenty of money in these days. We need to take a Dave Ramsey approach to this and budget.
Yeah.
And pay down our debt and act like adults instead of whining and crying and claiming that people are going to starve to death if we reduce a planned increase in their welfare benefit next year.
Yeah, it just does. It's not going to be popular. Everyone can campaign on tax cuts. Nobody campaigns on specific spending cuts.
No.
Because that's you create a campaign commercial talking about what you want to cut. The opponent will run the exact same commercial and say, look what they want to cut. I mean, you've got people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez out there saying that, you know, she's a proud socialist and government needs to be providing everything. I think healthcare and education, two things that the socialists want to be readily available at no charge to the user. First of all, they never talk about where it's paid for. Second of all, they never talk about what's driving up the cost of the higher education or of the medical expenses. I have a feeling that guaranteed payers, when government steps in and says, well, we're going to make all this free, then what kind of free market principle exists for higher education to say, well, we need to keep the cost down so that people actually still go get a degree? Otherwise, we're going to price ourselves out. Same thing with medical expenses.
Yeah. You know, there's some this tax increase, this Clean Missouri bill that's on the ballot for November, it's creating some strange bedfellows in Missouri. You've got people like Jack Danforth, Republican, and some other Republicans in the state that have expressed support for this Clean Missouri plan, right? And on the tax increase, you've got Democrats, including Lacey Clay and I think Maria Chappelle Nadal,
mm-hmm.
who are opposed to the tax increase because they don't believe enough of the money is going to come back into their communities primarily. So, and they, I suspect what they don't like, Annie, is that if what the governor told me, I'm assuming this morning, is true, if this tax increase goes through, the money is constitutionally committed to the Department of Transportation. So it can't be put in there and then moved around to a different department somewhere. It's got to be spent on roads or the highway patrol or something along those lines.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue to follow it. Election Day is coming up, and I think there's probably a lot of discussion to be had on it. Always available to you from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on FM News Talk 97.1 on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark, thanks for coming on here today, and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm curious why you stepped outside so that it would be quieter. I'm kind of wondering why it's noisy inside.
It's so beautiful. Well, my wife's inside doing some work. So.
Yeah.
She tells me that I talk so loud, and Mark Close said one time that I swallowed a speaker as a small child, so I tried to come outside so I wouldn't interrupt her.
Well, I appreciate it. Cutting into your afternoon, we always appreciate having you on here. Thanks, Mark.
You bet.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. On Twitter, at MarkCox971, Mark with a C. Go follow Mark. Tell him thanks for coming on the show.